Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and every bit of that's been done with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, where we got 22. She's in her 23rd year now officially with us. She's the president of the SBEcouncil.org, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBEcouncil.org. Karen, tell us about it.
You bet, Jim. So, yes, SBE Council, we're in advocacy research and education organization dedicated to protecting small business, promoting entrepreneurship. We focus on the range of issues that impact small business growth and startups. And you're right, for 25 years now, we've been working on a whole host of issues and initiatives to really encourage entrepreneurship across the country, across the world, actually,
yep,
and help small businesses compete and grow their businesses. So visit us at sbecouncil.org. Follow us at SBEcouncil on Twitter, Facebook SBEcouncil, LinkedIn SBEcouncil. We're on all the platforms.
All across
and
the way.
And we'd love to hear from small business owners and get them engaged in our organization.
Please join
their
the
voice
activity
really
and contribute, folks. They could use your resources.
Members. Yes, and we had, you know, the voice is important. Their stories, getting engaged. You know, we had two members that were with the Vice President and President Trump on Friday, you know, at the White House talking about the regulatory barriers and how what the President and White House has done on regulations, how that has positively impacted their business and what else they can do. So I'm telling you, yeah, the White House is listening to us. They want to hear from small business owners. We're sending our members.
So, folks, you've got an opportunity.
That's how we impact policy.
Through Karen and her organization, you have an opportunity to have a direct impact. If you, I know we all out here on Main Street, we think we don't have any leverage, but you do. If you're part of SBE Council, if you can support the work that they do, I promise you, you have a direct lever to the policymakers on the Capitol Hill and then on Pennsylvania Avenue. Karen, thanks again for your hard work. You know how we feel about you. I want to talk about, we took the last segment and part of it was kind of beating up on the Democrats, but I want to beat up on the Republicans a little bit. Leader McConnell, the majority leader in the Senate, has got a bill on his desk called Secure. And one of the things it does is it would help some of the workplace challenges we have because of the five generations of workers. One of them is older baby boomers who would like to not retire, and they'd like to extend their work time and continue to pay into retirement. And the Secure Act would push the mandatory distribution of your retirement plan out farther instead of taking it now, which many of them don't want to, and it would allow them to continue to contribute to their IRAs, for example, more years. That bill is sitting on his desk. It's all it has to do is get out of the Senate, right? I mean, what do we do about that?
That's right, and I know that Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina, he sent a letter to the majority leader urging immediate action.
Could that pass this year?
We're pushing it. We continue to push it. It's one of those things that might be an omnibus thing. You know, it has so many features for small business. You know,
why is it stuck? Is there something in it that's ugly? I don't know about it.
You know, I think it's a matter of competing priorities. I know, you know, that the majority leader himself, he continues to push these judges, and those are important, as you know, Jim.
Yeah.
I mean, he has been fabulously successful in that regard, and I think it may be one of these things that he can add on.
Can't they walk and chew gum at the same time?
I mean, at the end of the year, but only if an omnibus gets through. Because again, Jim, we're at this, like, you know, we only have X amount of days left before they break for Christmas, right?
And well, the thing is there's a real crisis in the workplace. And any time we have an opportunity to prevent someone from feeling that they have to retire when they don't want to, that helps the workplace. That helps, and it helps
not only
families.
That, it has an
it helps families.
Credit for starting a plan for small businesses for their employees. It does a lot of things that help small business actually provide health plans.
A bunch of other stuff. That's
in
exactly
the marketplace.
Right. The Secure Act, folks, that's what it's called. I don't know the S number, but talk to your people. Help Karen do what she's doing to try to promote it. Hey, Karen, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 22 great years. Let's do 22 more. You want to?
Oh, my God. I'm on board. I'm in. All in, Jim.
We appreciate you. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American and one of our heroes, and we could not do without her. Please go to sbecouncil.org. and find out what's going on there. Please support them with your money. They can use your help. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.